Hello students, today we are going to learn lesson number 5, Evolution of Mankind. First we will see from Homo habilis to Homo sapiens sapiens. The skilled human, the species of humans who could use their hands skillfully is known as the skilled human. The first evidence of this species was found in the border region between Tanzania and Kenya in the continent of Africa. The scientist Louis Leakey, who discovered this species, named it Homo habilis because beside their fossilized remains he found some tools made by them. In Latin, Homo means man and habilis means the one who uses his hands skillfully. Homo habilis could stand on 2 feet and walk. His spine was slightly bent and not quite erect. His brain was bigger than that of the apes, although his face and limbs were somewhat similar to theirs. The stone tools made by Homo habilis were not useful for hunting big animals. They had limited uses such as scraping meat from the skin of dead animals or breaking bones to get the marrow. Homo erectus. Homo erectus marks an important stage in human evolution. Erectus means the one who stands erect. Hence the name Homo erectus. Compared to Homo habilis, he had a more developed brain. Humans of the Homo erectus species lived in groups. Tools made by the Homo erectus were more developed and symmetrical compared to those made by Homo habilis. Homo Neanderthal man. One more stage of development in human evolution is Homo Neanderthal man. He was physically big and strong. He is commonly known as the Neanderthal man because his remains were first found at Neanderthal, a place in Germany. The Neanderthals primarily lived in caves. They made tools out of big pebbles as well as from the flakes scraped off from them. Such tools were fixed on a bone or wooden shaft to make weapons like the spear, axe, etc. The Neanderthals hunted big animals. Thank you.